The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Our Father,
we are grateful. Our Father, we celebrate your goodness and mercy. Our Father, we say you are God and you are King. Our Father, we say you are worthy to be exalted and to be uplifted. Unto you be all the glory, unto you be all the worship, unto you be all the honor, unto you be all the adoration. King of kings and Lord of lords, thank you so much, O God, for giving us life to live today. We thank you for bringing us into this day. This day, O Lord, is a blessed day. It's a redeemed day. It's a blessed day. It's a redeemed day. This day is a blessed day. This day is a redeemed day. We are grateful. We are grateful. Lord, we celebrate you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we adore you. We thank you for giving us your life, for us to live in this body and to express you in this day. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you this morning. We bless you. I commit the lives of everyone that is online into your hands. We pray that we will have an encounter with you, an encounter that will change our lives, an encounter that will transform our lives, an encounter that will turn things round, an encounter that will open our eyes, an encounter that will elevate us, an encounter that will cause a shift, an encounter that will cause a switch, an encounter that will cause a turnaround and a change over for each and every one of us. We bless you, Lord, and we honor you. To you be all the glory. Even in Jesus' mighty name, amen. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi, down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide and his team, Pascal and others, as our technical men. Our theme today is invoking the finished work of Jesus Christ to live my destined life. Invoking the finished work of Jesus Christ. Invoking the finished work of Jesus Christ to live my destined life. To live my destined life. To live my destined life. When we talk about the finished work of Christ, we are talking about his suffering. Why did he suffer? We are talking about, what did he suffer for? For whom did he suffer for? Number two, we are talking about his death. What did he die for? Number three, his burial. Number four, his resurrection. Who did he resurrect for? It is a whole package. So the term finished work of Christ is a whole package. So we are activating the various aspects. Yes, we are activating the various aspects of the finished work of Christ. The word invoke. Invoke simply means to call on. To call on a deity or a spirit in prayer as a witness or for inspiration. The word invoke is to call on a deity or spirit in prayer as a witness or for inspiration. Yes. Invoke also means to call on for aid or protection as in prayer. So from now we'll be using the term invoke. Invoke also means to appeal to place a demand on. Now, why are we invoking the finished work of Christ? The finished work of Christ cannot be in vain. Jesus did not die in vain. Jesus died, you know, the finished work of Christ is a package. And the finished work of Christ must be invoked or called upon as a witness to stand for us. You know, it is becoming difficult to be a Christian today. I am telling you. Because of the systems, if I have been talking about the systems on Facebook, because of the serpent system, in our day, look at what is happening in the world. Ghana, things are just too hard. I am telling you, look, it is tough. It is too difficult. Sometimes going to church, worship is becoming something. But because of the love that you have, we need to. And because we know what is happening, that the devil is just increasing his activities against mankind, especially against the church, against the people of God. And you see, when the devil is increasing, that is when we must also persevere. That is when we must also persevere. The Bible says that when the new king came in Egypt, in Exodus chapter 1, the more the Israelites were oppressed by the Egyptians, the more they multiplied and spread. The more they multiplied and spread. The more they multiplied and spread. So, beloved, as you are all aware, this is the time that we must also multiply and spread. This is the time we must increase our activities, our prayer life, our faithfulness, to provoke God and to frustrate the devil. To provoke God and to frustrate the devil. It is in difficult situation. That's why we must say, no, I will not give up. Never. Satan, you are behind this. I will not surrender. I will not give up. And when we do that, we are provoking God. And then we are also frustrating the devil. So, beloved, we are in the days that our Christianity is being tested. Somebody should write it for me. We are the days that our Christianity is being tested. I'm telling you. Our belief in God, if we say we believe, is being tested. A Muslim lady who had an encounter and is now a Christian, very serious, is preaching. She is just preaching Christ. Look, she studied the Bible and she got revelation. She's just preaching. Mama Esther in the United States sent that particular message to me, even though I've been listening to it, to her messages. And this particular message, she was saying, the word belief is not a passive word. And belief also has consequences. Belief, if you say you believe in Christ, it is not a passive word. It has consequences. Belief is not a passive word. It has consequences. You know something? Now, I am also adding this, that belief is not a passive word. It is an active word. Let me explain to you, belief. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that whoever believes in him shall never perish. Believe. Mark 9:23, to those who believe, all things are what? Possible. Those who believe. What is the meaning of the word believe? Believe is an active word. Because I believe in Jesus, I will forgive. When he says I should forgive. Because I believe in Jesus, I will not defile my body. Because he said I should be holy, so I will be holy. Because I believe in Jesus, I will give. Because I believe in Jesus, I will pay my tithe. Because I believe in Jesus, I will attend church regularly. I will go to Bible studies. I will go for prayer meeting. Because I believe in Jesus, I will love my neighbor. Because I believe in Jesus, I will live in obedience. Because I believe in Jesus, I will serve, I will sacrifice. That's the meaning of the word believe. It's an active word. It is what you do that gives that word credence. It is what you do that really activates the word believe. Believe also, according to the Muslim lady, has consequences. If you believe, there are certain things you will not do. There are certain things you deny yourself of. There are certain things you separate yourself from. There are certain lifestyles that you will not do. So now, all of us, including me, our belief is being tested. This is the time. The Christian belief is being tested. This is the time. Look, the delays. As if God is not answering prayers. Look, as if, where is God? As if, what at all is happening? Something is happening behind the scene. But only that God has somehow covered it so that we cannot see it. But it is happening. But he is using this time to test our belief, to test our commitment, to test our Christianity. And I tell you, those who survive this time, those who survive this time, they will make it to heaven. I'm telling you, those who survive, those who still be faithful, those who hold on this time, they will make it to heaven. Right from the COVID time to the last internet disruption, they are all a test. It is all a testing time. It is all a testing time. And I can tell you that those who pass this test of the now, many of them will make it to heaven. Many of them will make it to heaven. But those who don't pass now, those who surrender to the difficulties, to the hardships of the now, and slack back and reduce their commitment, reduce their activities, I tell you, they may not be able to make it to heaven. So our theme again is invoking the finished work of Christ, or invoking the finished work of Jesus or Christ to live my destined life. What is your destined life? This is your destined life. Our text in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 26. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth, subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." That's verse 28. Verse 26 of Genesis 1. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." This scripture is replicated in Revelation chapter 5. So Genesis 1, 26 and 28 is what is spoken about in Genesis chapter 5, verse number 9 and 10. Genesis chapter 5, verse number 9 and 10. "And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Did you see that? They will reign on the earth. They will reign on the earth. That is Genesis 1, 26 and 28. They will reign on the earth. Let me also show you another one in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." You and I are here on earth to manifest God, to manifest God, to live heaven on earth. Another one you can see in Matthew chapter 6, verse number 10. When Jesus was teaching the disciples on the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, 10. How did he say we should pray? "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Who is to manifest the kingdom? You and I. We have been placed here, we have been born in Christ to manifest the kingdom of God here on earth. The kingdom of God is the Garden of Eden, in which God put Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Verse 15 to 17. In that garden, there is no sweat. There was no death. There was no sorrow. There was no pain. There was no sickness. There was no disappointment. In that garden, they were going to bring forth you and I. They were going to populate the entire world where we will live. But they failed to live in that garden. they allow themselves to be lured into the serpent system that he has set. And so in Genesis chapter 3, from verse 21 to 24, they were sacked from out of Eden. Eden is heaven on earth. But you know, when you become born again, you have become an Eden. You who is born again, you are to leave your own Eden. You are to leave heaven on earth. Beloved, you can leave heaven on earth. You can leave heaven on earth. You can leave heaven on earth. When you make the word of God your everything, the Holy Spirit your everything, you can leave heaven on earth. When you find out what God says about you in his word, what he says about himself in his word, what Jesus has bequeathed you, what Jesus has willed to you, you can begin to leave heaven on earth. But do you know, to leave heaven on earth is not easy. To leave heaven on earth, somebody should write it for me. To leave heaven on earth is not easy. It comes with warfare. To leave, somebody should write for me. To leave in Eden, in the serpent system, to live in Eden, in the serpent system, comes with warfare. It comes with warfare. It comes with warfare. Warfare. According to Matthew 12:11, since the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The kingdom of heaven, that is heaven on earth. How to live heaven on earth? It takes violence. Violence. Why? Because we are living heaven on earth in the serpent system, in the secular system, in the fallen world. And I tell you, it comes with discipline. It comes with determination. It comes with perseverance. It comes with violence. And that violence is what? Violent is expressing faith. Violent faith. Violent service. Violent sacrifice. Violent belief. Violent obedience. Yes. Violence. Violent faithfulness. Yes. Look, there is a situation for you to compromise. Hey, somebody is telling, just excuse me, a lady, open your legs for me and I'll give you this job. Hey, it will take violence, faith to not do it. Violent faith. You need school fees? Just open yourself for me. It will take violent faith. That's the violence we are talking about. Violent determination. Determination. Perseverance. Patience. Endurance. That's where we are today. I am telling you. That's where we are today. Yesterday, good morning, Daddy and Mommy, and my lovely family. God bless you, Koshinat. This brother came. I called him to come and take my vehicle and do something for me. And he did a great job. I never knew that he would finish the work and bring my vehicle to me. But before I realized, he came with it. And I was asking how much. He said, oh, Papa, I have some money. And so I said, no. Tell me how much. He said, no, I can't tell you. He said, Papa, I cannot tell you. It's my sacrifice. I said, oh, during this time, say yes. It's my sacrifice. Do you know, I know him. And I know the situation. Do you know what he has done? He takes his violent sacrifice. But do you know, I still, in order to appreciate him, because I am an appreciative person, I still went and brought him something. I say, in appreciation, the way you have done the work, please take this. It was difficult for him, but I did it. Violence. This is the time God is testing our Christianity. Look, you are supposed to, today, the serpent system is against the church. There are some things I'm going to say on Facebook, because Facebook is more open. More open is worldwide. Even though this one is also open, this one is only for, it's like limited people. So Facebook, I reserve some things there. Look, the systems that are operating today, they are against the church. They aim at the church. They are against general mankind, but specifically the church. Do you know what is happening? Some wicked lecturers, they have put lectures on Sunday so that you can't go to church. They have given you assignment that you should submit by Sunday so that you cannot go to church. There are some offices, you are a Christian, they will not give you Sunday as your off day. They give you any other day, Tuesday, Wednesday, that you don't go to church. And giving you what? Sunday. And give you the, and they don't give you Sunday as your off day. This is what is happening. So if you are a Christian, then how do you maintain your Christianity? It takes violence. I am not saying don't disobey, but look, you need to be strategic. I am not saying you should disobey. I am not saying you should disobey, but you need to be what? Strategic. I am telling you, this time, if you play with your Christian, look, those who survive this time, they will make it to heaven. Those who survive this testing time, they will make it to heaven. I'm telling you, they will make it to heaven. And you know, the hardships and the difficulties and the sufferings of this time, they are just a test of what is coming. Look, every year will be more difficult. And you know, the serpent system, it works through governments. It works through governments. So especially when a government comes, and they are not humane, the hardship increases. But a government that is humane to people, the hardship reduces. I'm telling you. If by nature, there are human beings by nature, let me tell you, I'm going to do politics here. I'm going to hurt you today. I'm going to hurt you today because I'm speaking the truth. Please. Now, by nature, there are some people who don't feel for people. Even when they are stepping on you, they don't feel it. When they are stepping on you, they don't feel it. When such a person rises to power, there will be more hardship. Hardships will escalate. There are some people who have heart for people. A little thing they feel for you. When such a person rises to power, hardships will reduce. Even though there will still be hardships, it will reduce. Between NDC and MPP today, let me hurt you. I don't belong to any party, but I vote. NDC are more humane. MPP are not humane. I am telling you the truth. You can insult me. Please, it is time for pastors to tell the truth. NDC are more humanistic. They are more humane. From Rawlings, even though Revelation came, people were killed and all that. NDC system is more humane. NPP system is not humane, especially under this government. Kufuor was a little humane than this particular one we have. They only think about themselves. They think about their families. That is all. Even though NDC also has his, yes, Mahama, Northness, everything there. I have two of them living by me here. One of them was telling me, he said, all the money is in our hands, Northness. All the money is in our hands. That's Mahama too for you. But at least NDC is more hot, humane. It's more humane. The most liberal president that had ever lived. Say, Pastor is doing politics today. Somebody say, Pastor is doing politics today. You see, I've never done it before. But today, let me allow the spirit to flow through me. Three, all the leaders we have had, only three have been humane. Three, God tells me, three has been humane. Three has been hot, humane to mankind. Nkrumah, Kwame Nkrumah. Kwame Nkrumah. Achiampo. J.J. Rawlings. The fourth one, Atta Mills, the lead. Atta Mills. These ones have been more humane. But you see, Atta Mills too, you know, a leader, you must have the lion and the lamb. Atta Mills' downfall was that his lamb side was too much. So the people should be disciplined when he came. He just allowed them. His lion part was silence. I was close to him. I was praying with him. I drink minerals. I mean, when I go, what he's drinking, he will serve himself and serve me. And then we'll be talking and chatting. And then out of the problems that he brings, we'll formulate a prayer point and pray. So I know the man. His lion side. Prof. Please, your lion side. Your lion side. Prof. He said we should call him Prof. Pastors, we should call him Prof. Prof, please, your lion side. Your lion side. Your lion side. Then he will smile. There is a way he sits. You can't see me if I demonstrate it. When you say something, hit him. There is a way he will make it. Put his hand together, look up, look left, look right, look down, and smile.
Somebody says that as it stands now, the Goshenites.
Yes.
Says as it stands now, none of them is humane. They are all now selfish.
Yes. Yes. As it stands now. None of them is humane. It is true. They are all selfish and greedy. But still, some are a little humane. I'm telling you. There is a little hot difference. If you ask me to choose between the two, the way I'm talking, you know who I will choose. It is better. One, look, there is a saying that between the blue sea and the hard rock or something. There is a saying like that. Choosing between, literature students, help me. There is a saying. Between the hard rock and the deep blue sea. Between the hard rock and the deep blue sea. And there is another way where there are two very bad things and you need to choose one. Oh, there is another saying, literature student. Oh, there is another one. I think this is the one between the deep, between the rock and the hard place. Between the rock and the hard place. Yeah. The hard place is better. I'm telling you. The hard place is better than the rock, between the rock and a hard place. It is better to choose a hard place. I'm telling you, it is better right now, the two parties, it's better to choose the hard place. Even though the two are hard, one is harder, one is the rock, and one is a hard place. The hard place, it will wear out. Even your feet can wear it. Do you know that when you are stepping on the rock for a long time, it will wear? Even rock wears. But the hard ground, it wears faster than rock. So, beloved, it takes violence. So we are going to pray right now. We are going to invoke the finished work of Christ. Look, marriages are becoming something. Husbands are not performing. Some husbands are running away. Some husbands, look, divorce rate, because husband cannot provide. Look, things that are happening. Look, wives, even Christian wives, are taking men. Look, later, I told you an experience I had, an encounter I had with this lady, a deaconess, friends for some time, not so close, but ask me questions, explanation, this, so and so, the way she will talk, you know that she's in hardship, and then God touches you to do something. You know the images she sent to me? Okay, Brakasi. Reverend, if you had not mentioned Ghana, you said you were describing what is happening over here. I would have said you were describing what is happening over here in Cote d'Ivoire. Indeed, it's a system designed by Satan himself. Wow! So in Cote d'Ivoire too? You see, in Cote d'Ivoire too. Thank you, Chief Executive Kasi. In Cote d'Ivoire too. Say, if you have not mentioned Ghana, I would have thought you are mentioning Cote d'Ivoire. Look, do you know what this lady, I nearly blocked her. In fact, I deleted those things and blocked her for some, but I don't know. One day the Holy Spirit just occurred to me that open. And then she called me to apologize. When she called, the first was apology. Man of God, I am very sorry. I don't know what came on me. I know you are a disciplined man. You are one of the few men that is standing for God. I don't know what came on me, but man of God, my husband sends me to men. My husband is a certain leader in the church. I will not mention, it's a Pentecostal church that is very close to me. My husband sends me to men to seek for help, to give myself to them, to seek help. My husband. That was why I felt that it would be better I give myself to a man of God, because there he will pray and his prayers will cover me. I say, you see people's philosophy. This is the second time here. Somebody told me this before. He said, but when you do it with a man of God, it is safer. Because when he prays, his prayers will... Look, sin is sin. Sin is sin. There is no sin of man of God and sin to ordinary person. Sin is sin. Sin is sin. So look at this. This is a deaconess. These are Christians in a Pentecostal church that is so close to me. I'm finding a way to talk to the pastor, to see the state. And these people go to church, lift up their hands, dancing, pray. You see, it is good to still go to church. I'm telling you, it is still good to go to church. Because there the atmosphere will encourage you and strengthen you. But I see people are pretending. They are in pain. A lady came to me. She said, Pastor, not a member of Deliverance. From somewhere, say, Pastor, we are only hiding our tears with smile. We only hide our tears with smile. That's what is happening. Hardships. Hardships. It is not easy. Hardships. It is not easy. The system is something, and all this is against the church. It's against believers. Husbands sending their wives to go and open up for men for help. Open up for men for a contract for me. Open up for a man for a job for me. Open up for this, for that. God, help us. Help us. We ask for mercy. But do you know something? In this system, like Isaac, Galatians chapter 4, verse 28, it says, you, like Isaac, you are a promised child. And if Isaac succeeded in Gerar, you and I are also to succeed in this system.
Amen.
Just as the Israelites multiplied and spread in Egypt so that the Egyptians became dread of them, so also you and I, we can multiply and spread in this serpent system. Because our case is different. Because our Jesus is alive. Your Jesus and my Jesus is alive. He's interceding for us. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Word of God that beats the system. So please, let's hold on. Hold on to the Word. Pray more. I mean, this is the time we should do violent. Yes, we should be violent in faith. Violent in everything. Say, no way. Jesus didn't die in vain. I invoke the death of Jesus Christ. Let's begin to pray right now. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I invoke
the death.
A resurrection.
A resurrection
of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
I invoke
the finished work of Christ
against this wicked system.
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 Against this wicked
system. I invoke. Against this serpent system.
Against this serpent system.
I invoke. Invoke right now. Invoke right now.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. I invoke, yes, Lord, the death of Jesus Christ. Yes, against this wicked system. Against every wicked system. Against every wicked system. Against every serpent system. That is fighting Christianity. That is fighting your children. That is fighting us. We invoke the finished work of Christ. We invoke the death of Christ. Yes, against the wicked systems. Yes, in the world today, that are fighting us, your children, that are fighting Christians, we invoke the death of Christ. We invoke the finished work of Christ. We invoke, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we invoke the death of Christ against the wicked systems of this world, against the wicked system of the nations where we live, against the wicked systems.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The Goshenite, Daddy, The funny thing is, we love God, but we do not know we are corrupt. The system ruling this system has coated or branded it in a way to blind us so it will look good in our sight. It's quite blurry in here. Hey, Goshina, you write good English, eh? Wow. You write good English, Goshina.
Powerful.
Very powerful. Yes, it is true. That's the system. And almost all those ruling us, almost apart from those who are Muslim, almost all of them, they claim they go to church. I saw somebody taking communion with their wife. And the way he was drinking the communion, the cup, when he held the cup from the bishop's hand, I thought he drank everything in the cup. I don't know how his bread was, but the way he was biting it, because I know the wafer is a small thing, but as for him, his mouth, the way he was biting it, and the way he drank the cup, I say, yes. Yes. Somebody was taking communion. Somebody say, Papa Amadazi, Papa. It's true. It's true. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I invoke the finished work of Christ.
I invoke the finished work of Christ.
To live.
To live.
To live.
To live.
To live,
to live
my destined life.
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 I invoke the finished work of Christ to live
my destined life.
My destined life,
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 my destined life.
I invoke
the finished work of Christ
to live
my destined life,
my destined life,
my destined life,
my destined life.
My destined life,
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 my destined life. Say in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Say according to Genesis.
Genesis
chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
Verse 28.
Verse 28.
My destined life.
My destined life
is to live.
Is to live
a life of fruitfulness.
A life of fruitfulness.
A life of multiplication.
A life of multiplication.
A life of increase.
A life of increase.
A life of dominion.
A life of dominion.
My destined life.
My destined life
in this system.
In this system.
My destined life.
Destined life
in this serpent
in
system.
In this serpent system.
In this evil and wicked system.
Evil and wicked system
is to live.
Is to live
a fruitful life.
A fruitful life.
A multiplying life.
A multiplying life.
A dominion life.
A dominion life.
My destined life.
My destined life
is to live in fruitfulness.
Is to live in fruitfulness.
Is to live in dominion.
Is to live in dominion.
Is to walk 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 in dominion.
Is to multiply.
Is to multiply.
Is to increase.
Is to increase.
My destined life.
My destined life.
My destined life.
My destined life
is to live.
Is to live
as a royal.
As a royal,
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 as a royal.
My destined life,
my destined life
is to live,
is to live
a healthy life,
a healthy life,
a healthy life,
a healthy life.
Healthy life,
a healthy life,
a prosperous life,
a prosperous life,
a victorious 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 life,
a fulfilling life,
a fulfilling life. That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
That is my destined
life. That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
That is my destined
life. That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
That is my destined life. That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
That is my destined life.
Like Isaac.
Like Isaac.
Suppose
I am supposed
to prosper.
To prosper.
To succeed.
To succeed.
To be fruitful.
fruitful
in this system,
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 in every system,
every system.
I,
like Isaac,
I am destined,
I am destined,
I am destined,
I am destined
to prosper, I am destined to succeed.
I am destined
to be fruitful.
I am destined
to increase.
I am destined
to make it.
I am destined
to make it.
I am destined
to be fruitful.
I am destined
to be prosperous.
I am destined
to be successful.
I am destined.
I am destined.
Like Isaac.
I am destined.
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 I am destined
to reign.
To reign.
And to rule.
And to rule.
To reign.
To reign.
And to rule.
And to rule.
I am destined.
I am destined.
I am destined.
I am destined
in this office.
In this
department,
yes, in this department,
in this office,
in this,
in
office,
this department,
in this department,
in this neighborhood,
in this neighborhood,
in this neighborhood,
in this neighborhood,
where my marriage,
is
located.
Where
I am living,
where I am living,
my marriage life,
my marriage
where
life,
my business,
where my business,
where my career,
is located,
where my school.
Where my school is located.
In this system.
In this system.
In this system.
In this system.
In this neighborhood.
In this neighborhood.
In this office.
In this office.
In this office.
In this office.
In this church.
In this church.
In this family.
In this family.
I am destined.
I am destined
to be fruitful.
To be fruitful.
I am destined.
I am destined
to multiply.
To multiply.
I am destined.
I am destined
to succeed.
To succeed.
I am destined.
I am destined.
Feeling.
To be fulfilled.
I am destined.
I am destined
to rule.
To rule.
And to reign.
And to reign.
I am destined.
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 Le papa ra.
The serpent system cannot keep us down. Because we have the seed of victory in us, the seed of prosperity and flourishing in the name of Jesus Christ.
The serpent system cannot keep us down. The serpent system cannot keep us down.
The serpent system
cannot keep us down.
The serpent system
cannot keep us down.
The serpent system
cannot keep us down.
The serpent system
cannot keep us down.
The serpent system
cannot keep us down.
Just as the death
couldn't hold Jesus.
Just as
death
couldn't hold Jesus.
Just as the grave
couldn't hold Jesus.
The serpent system,
the Babylonian system,
you cannot hold our destiny.
The serpent system,
you cannot frustrate our destiny.
You cannot frustrate
our destiny.
You cannot frustrate our destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ. The serpent system can never frustrate us. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
This serpent, a Babylonian system.
We command this system.
Yes, you command,
we command
this
you
system.
Right now.
Yes, Lord.
You are commanded.
You are commanded.
Hear the word of God.
Yeah, hear the word of God.
I Gladys
Boja.
Mention your name.
I Gladys Boja.
Like Isaac.
Like Isaac.
I am the child.
I am the child.
I
am the child
of the covenant.
Of the covenant.
I am the promised child.
I am the promised child.
I am the child.
I am the child
of the finished
of
work
the
of Christ.
Finished work of Christ.
On the cross.
On the cross.
I therefore command you. Open up for me.
Open up for me.
Open up for me.
Open up for me. Let the systems open up for me.
Let the serpent
system.
Let
the serpent system.
Let the Babylonian system.
Let the Babylonian
open up for me.
Open
up for me. In this office. Open up. I set the finished work of Christ against you. I set the blood of Jesus Christ against you. I command you to open up. 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 I command you to favor me. 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 I command you to favor us. I command you to favor us. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, this is how far the Lord has brought us. Play these prayers. Occupy your atmosphere with them. Yesterday, somebody came to pay first fruit. He said, Pastor, it is not easy. But I said, no, I will do violent. I will do violent. I will do violent. I will do violence. As you were preaching, I will do violence. Pastor, I will do violence. And I said, What does the Bible say? The violent shall take it. So you have taken it. Amen. Because you have done violence, you have taken it. Amen. You have taken it. Amen. You have been given clearance. Amen. Do you know, when you do violence, you are giving clearance. Somebody should write it. When you do violence, you earn clearance. When you do violence, you earn heavenly clearance. You earn clearance from the throne. Hey, somebody should write this. So, this one, hey. I say, when you do violence, you earn heavenly clearance. When you do violence, you earn heavenly clearance. When you do violence, you earn heavenly clearance. Like those days, when I was having one trousers and one shirt and one torn sandals, I wear it to everywhere. Until Reverend Bonnie went to America and brought me a shoe. Yes, before I started wearing shoe. That torn sandals, yes, I wash it Saturday night because I wear it to school, Fountain Gate Bible College, Mataiko, where Central University College is now, not the Fountain Gate of Eastwood, Annaba, no, the original Fountain Gate, yes, of USA, yes, Fountain Gate Ministries under Dr. Fushia Pickett, the late, yes, Fountain Gate Ministries, yes, I wear it to school, I wear it everywhere, Saturday, I wash it, early in the morning, I'll put iron on it to it will be making she, and wear it to church. Wear it to church. That was violence. Some people cannot do it. That was violent. When you do violence, you end heavenly clearance. Go and continue to do violence. Do violence. Do violence. Do violence to live your destined life, because the system will not just allow you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Until we meet again, those of you on Facebook, until we meet again at the 11th hour, your testimony is the next. Your testimony is the next. You have clearance. Shalom, shalom, peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Amen.